voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast from WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also find us at WROL.com and through the iHeartRadio app. By the way, as you know, you can also connect to the program through CatholicAudioMedia.com. And actually, if you go there, you will also find the programs there, as well as that podcast at WROL, WROL.com/podcast, or at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you'll also hear yesterday's program, which, of course, was our homily. You know, I did that again. I used the term our. I don't know why. I catch myself doing this all the time. I speak in the third person singular. We were doing this. We were giving a homily yesterday. Actually, we weren't. I was giving a homily yesterday. So if you catch me doing that and say, oh, he must be someone else in the studio, just me, myself, and I. Unfortunately, I got to get out of that habit, saying, you know, using the third person plural. Anyway, yesterday, of course, you heard the homily I gave over the weekend. Well, here we are now looking forward to the upcoming week. And I thought I'd touch on something that happens on the internet a lot, especially in the Catholic community, And let me begin by saying I love to write. I'm a writer. I love to write. I've been writing. It's something, it's in my blood, so I love to write. My father was a writer. He wrote for the Boston Globe for 43 years, and he wrote back in the time where it was owned by the Taylors. So it was long before the New York Times bought the Globe, and obviously long before the New York Times sold it to the now owner of the Red Sox. But so it was back in the time when it was the Boston Globe, the Taylor's newspaper. So I come from a writing family, and so I love to write. Well, one of the things I do is I have a publication on Medium, which is it's called YouTube for Writers. It's not literally their tag name, but that's what it is. So you can find just about anything on Medium, good or bad or whatever the case may be, because it's like walking into a bookstore. Same general idea. You can find anything in a bookstore. You can find anything from the Bible to the Communist Manifesto, because it's a bookstore or a library. So Medium is kind of like that. Well, I have a Catholic publication on Medium called Writing from the Catholic Abbey to the Secular World. Someday I'm going to shorten that, but that's what it is. So I suppose if you went on Medium and clicked on Writing from the Catholic Abbey, or actually you can connect to it through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's a better way to do it. So anyway, I published an interview from Robert Riley about a book called America on Trial, A Defense on the Founding. It's put out by Ignatius. Interesting book. And I published this interview, and what he says is the Word of God comes from the Greek understanding. This is very Catholic. It comes from the Greek understanding, because a lot of our Catholic theology is rooted in the philosophies it builds on, better way to put it, builds on the philosophies that you originally find with the Greeks. So we believe in faith and reason, so reason plays an important part. And one of the things that Robert Riley writes is that we build on the idea that the Word, as we understand the Word of God, could also be translated as the reason of God. And of course, when we're talking about God, we're talking about His divine wisdom. So clearly, it connects very, very well. So I posted the link on Reddit in the Catholicism subreddit, I guess they call it. So I posted the link on Reddit, and one of the responses I got right away was, well, it was a sincere person writing and wrote, is this orthodox? And that is what I want to talk about today. Is this orthodox? Now, if you're not familiar with the term, orthodox literally means right teaching. It's a Greek term. It comes from the Greek. Literally means right teaching. Ortho, right, dox, teaching. And so orthodox, it means right teaching. Now, one of the interesting things about that is it has two understandings that we need to define very quickly. One of them is the Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. That is not what I'm talking about right now. That comes from what is known as the Great Schism, which was in 1054 AD. And in 1054 AD, there were tensions that were building up, but finally there was a mutual excommunication of the West from the East. And it was all over how we say the words in the creed. In the Eastern Church, they say the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father through the Son. And in the Western Church, where we are, we say the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. That simple word is called the filioque clause. That simple set of words, the difference between and through, caused the Great Schism. There were tensions before that. Caused the Great Schisms in both sides excommunicated themselves. We'll have more about that in just a minute. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from WROL. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path. So be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. We're back, and before we were talking about the difference between the Eastern Church and the Western Church. So this simple word proceeds from the Father and the Son, which is what we say in the West, or proceeds from the Father through the Son, became such an intense argument that the East and the West mutually excommunicated each other. True story. So that happened in 1054 AD. I remember that because that was my hull number in the Navy, the USS Gray, FF 1054. So that happened in 1054 AD. Well, when we're using the term Orthodox, that would be different than that term. That term is basically a noun, represents like the Greek Orthodox Church. That's basically a noun representing that element of Christianity. What Catholics use when they use the term Orthodox, they literally mean it from Orthodox teaching, right teaching. So, as I was talking about, I published this interview and we talked about how another understanding of word would be reason, because basically Jesus is the fulfillment of the wisdom of God. When he speaks, he's speaking the wisdom of God. And so anyway, right away, someone says, is this orthodox? It's a legitimate question, but we want to be careful of that word. It's not that we don't want anything that isn't right teaching, but sometimes people will ask, well, is this orthodox? Well, I found right here, this could be orthodox. You're going to end up in a very superficial understanding of Catholic teaching, and you'd never want to be there. So the question, is it orthodox? People will want, well, yes or no, or we need to know this, or we need to look here, the whole bit. No, be careful. You'll end up in very, very superficial teaching. What you really want to understand is, what does the church actually teach? And what it teaches is profound. And that's where you, because you want to understand the depth of Catholic teaching. Catholic teaching is very, very deep. And therefore, you want to understand it to a deeper level. So be careful of superficial understandings. Now, clearly, you want orthodox teaching. Absolutely. That you want orthodox teaching, but you don't want to be lost in orthodox teaching that is superficial. So let me give you an example. People will say that we should refrain. It's still a rule in the church. We should refrain from eating meat on Fridays. So if I were to turn around and say, well, we shouldn't do that anymore. We don't have to do that anymore, which is kind of true. And someone turned around and says, well, is that Orthodox teaching? And looked it up and found this rule. Says, no, it still says that we should refrain from eating meat on Fridays. Fine, but that's the superficial teaching. What you want is the more profound teaching. And the reason why the church, especially during Lent, says to refrain from eating meat is as an act of penance. It's an act of defining our desire to be united with God and not have any obstacles in it. You see, that's a bit of a deeper teaching than just simply, oh, well, the rule says. And you don't want to be down that path because you want to know the profound teaching. Why? Because as it says, another teaching right out of the Bible, it says right in the Bible that you and I are called to defend our faith. We're called to give a reason for why we believe. And we can't give a reason for why we believe if we only understand our faith superficially. If all we do is turn around and say, well, it says right here that we're supposed to refrain from meat on Fridays during Lent, and we can refrain from meat in the United States the rest of the year, while other countries have chosen, the bishops have chosen to make that the rule, consistent, to continue with that rule. It is the rule in the United States. They have kind of a dispensation from it. You know, that's fine, but all you do is naming a rule. You want to give the deeper understanding, because the deeper understanding helps us to know why it is we do something, and then once we know, we make the deeper choice of why we do it instead of that's the rule. So you want to be careful of that word orthodox, not in relation to the Orthodox Church, which is the Eastern Church, but in relation to the concept of the right teaching, because you don't want a superficial understanding of right teaching. You want the true understanding of what the teaching actually says. And we're going to give an example of this tomorrow. In the meantime, want to have yourself a blessed day. Remember, CatholicAudiMedia.com. You'll hear about that in a second. And you can contact us through that website. You can also write to us if you want. We're located at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, St. Anthony Parish. Have a pleasant day. Have you visited CatholicAudiomedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.